listener production.
Good morning, it's Rosie O'Brien with your local news briefing. The peak body for council has warned regional households face paying $437 a year extra on their rates if the state government doesn't fix a funding black hole and fast. The Local Government Association of Queensland research found there's a $2.2 billion funding gap for things like roads and water. It wants 2011 laws that put a ceiling on how much councils can charge property developers for infrastructure to be revoked. Meantime, Queensland house prices have increased by around 60% in the past 4 years, according to PropTrack. Senior economist Paul Ryan says people are continuing to vacate metro areas in the hopes of finding a larger home in a lifestyle location like Toowoomba.
There has been this uplift in the number of people moving to Queensland. We've seen that slow down, but we're still seeing price growth all across Queensland. And our report kind of shows why. It's still the case that there are more affordable homes across regional Queensland than there are really in other states.
Toowoomba's Archie Moore has won the top prize at the Venice Biennale, the oldest and one of the most important art exhibitions in the world. The contemporary visual artist Kith and Kim exhibition highlights our shared ancestry and humanity. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese taking to social media to congratulate him. The Bunya Mountains could be just the place for a thriving bunyanut industry. Dr. Jacqueline Naldany from UQ's Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation says new research shows the bunyanut is an energy and nutrient-dense bush food with huge commercial potential.
They are low in fat, they are high in fibre, they contain all the essential amino acids, omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids. They also contain protein, folate.
Just briefly now, we're being urged to look for and report any fire ants after nests were found in Oakey. And the federal government is today expected to announce funding for 170 new local flood warning infrastructure projects across 23 council areas heavily impacted by flooding in 2022.